This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the K Top 10. This is episode 204 for March 2021's catch-up episode, and we have some special guests. Let me introduce myself first. I'm Lydia, and I am from the J Top 10 podcast, and with me I have my co-host.
Hi, this is Tassie, and I'm also from J Top 10 as well, and this is quite an interesting task for us this time because
this is our first time.
this is our first time being in the K-Top 10 family, and I believe there's going to be a special episode for the K-Top 10 crew joining the J-Top 10 side as well.
So we did a little switch, but would really like it if you guys gave both sides a listen, and hopefully this kind of swap brings some fresh voices to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm super excited because usually I listen to more J-Top in general. And little background, back in middle school,
we're going way back.
I think I was like, I'm going to like review my age, but like, yeah, no, like okay, around like 2006, 2007, I was really into like SM Town with like like Super Junior and like Dolbang Shinji and stuff like
that.
But then I kind of stopped because I picked up learning Japanese then, so I kind of like K-pop.
Got you,
but,
eh?
recent years, I got into Twice, so like very generic K-pop artists, I guess. But like, yeah, I slowly like K-pop again, so I'm really excited to hear this. How about you, Lydia?
Hey, I know, I'm excited to hear. I also like Blackpink and, you know, all radio friendly, you know, like girl groups and boy groups. But actually, I didn't really start listening to K-pop seriously until I think a couple years ago. I think BTS brought me into the K-pop world, where I was more into it. On and off, I would listen to K-pop. I think growing up in high school, it's not really my age too, but I would listen to, I was really into the rock band Nell.
Oh, I've never heard of them.
They're still around, but I was really, really into them.
So are you like a diehard ARMY, like BTS ARMY fan?
I think I'm cooled down now, but I will say I was pretty dedicated back then. Like, I went to see their concert. I went to Japan, and I went to I went to Osaka just to see their concert. That's like how dedicated I was back then. I guess I've cooled down, yeah.
Without further ado, before we start our episode, let's do an announcement. We are still accepting donations, which can be done by clicking the donate button on the sidebar of our website at ktop10.org.
We still have various staffing positions open. Details can also be found on our website through the Join Us tab, also on the sidebar.
Do you have products that you want to advertise through us, such as music, makeup, food, books, or clothes? If you're interested, feel free to send us an email and we'll give you the details. Feel free to customize this to your liking, but make sure the website is mentioned.
Coming on at number 15, we have Don't Call Me by SHINee.
On April 4th, SHINee held their first ever online concert titled SHINee, SHINee World, through Naver's Beyond Live platform. Because of the member's mandatory military service, this was also SHINee's first group concert in 3 years.
SHINee also previewed their new title track, Atlantis, from their upcoming repackaged album. It's a song about the joy of discovering something new and has a different, more refreshing feel compared to the forceful vibe of Don't Call Me. Damon said, "It's comparing the feeling of meeting someone for the first time to the unknown world of Atlantis." Minho said, "Tangmo participated in the verse rap and helped me compose the rap. I'm grateful to him for helping completing the song."
Number 15.
I promise to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
If you don't call me, check this out, y'all. Don't call me. I don't want you back, don't call me. Don't call me. I keep saying next time and I'm saying your life.
Don't call me. Don't call me. Keep but keep your high, yeah. Baby, it's your calling. 거짓스럽 거짓독하지. 그게 바로 너, stay cold. 너 쉽게 포기 못해. 그 성질 버리지 못해. 온종일 내 이름만 수치해. 내 흔적들을 찾아 핥아대. 내 아침을 망치곤 해. 그 패턴은 뻔해. 관심 꺼줄래. I know where you came from. 그대로 나의 shawty. Don't think about calling.
넌 못 버티겠지. 집착뿐이겠지. 나처럼 잘한 사람 없을 거니까. 너도 참 피곤했지. 전부 꾸며 대니 머릿속 꽤나
어디로 쓸 거야.
Don't call me.
Miss 넌.
Don't call me.
You don't know you waste my time.
Don't call me.
네가 봐 넌 최악이야.
Don't call me.
When I hit your call.
끝났어 너의 love.
14th song, and that song is Troll featuring Dean by IU.
As IU gears up to release her fifth album, Lilac, she shared some insights into her new music and more with W Korea.
The artist teamed up with the magazine for a stunning pictorial that appears in the April edition.
During a conversation to go along with the photo shoot, it was brought up to IU that she'd mentioned a year ago in an interview she was interested in creating big music and stories.
According to this article, it is said that IU was more hands-on with the more technical side of this album.
Number 14. 알잖아 you're my favorite 하지만 나는 ex-boyfriend 손 넘을 뻔했던 건 인정해 근데 이제 아홉 번째 Baby tell me something 이렇게 그냥 나 옆에 너 있을 때 나는 어때 최악의 구간은 돌아 We not seen a psycho 이 시간도 노래에 거리를 물어도 뭐지 끝이 안 나 Too easy and so simple 별 생각 없이 가볼게
우리 참 일관적으로 별로야 나는 너답게 난 너답게 얼마든지 나 봐도 괜찮아 나의 뒷모습을 더 사랑하니까 We're lost in a circle 이제 겨우 돌린 노래야
At number 13, we have Shiny Star by Kyung Soo.
Good vocals. Like, there's, that's the one thing I appreciate with like K-pop in general is that their vocals are so good.
So good. I feel like every Korean is good at singing. That's just my...
It's just like a stereotype.
I know, sorry. I mean, it's a good stereotype, I guess, but... Yes, the vocals are very smooth.
Yes. Unlike J-pop, I know for K-pop, they do like rigorous training before they debut. Mm-hmm. And they like sacrifice their time and youth to be pop stars. And that's like something I'm very, I wouldn't say appreciative, but I'm like, admire them for doing.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I've never heard of them before. And I'm willing to check out more of his work.
Number 13.
Yeah.
Our next song at number 12 is Bambi by Baekhyun of EXO. EXO rang in the 9th anniversary of their debut with the extra special surprise.
Last month, it was reported that EXO was working on a new group album in celebration of their 9th anniversary, and on April 8th, EXO thrilled fans by confirming that new music was finally on the way.
In a newly released video entitled L-1485 Spoiler, the members deliver exciting news that they are currently filming their music video for their upcoming track.
However, instead of giving fans a glimpse of their music video set, the EXO members take things one step further and even play a snippet of their new song.
EXO last made a group comeback over a year ago when they released their 6th full-length album, Obsession, in 2019.
Number 12. At number 11, we have Upper by IU. Upper is IU's other song in her 5th full album, Lilac.
So this is another song on IU's 5th full album, Lilac, and she also shared some insights into her new music.
According to the article that we talked previously, this song is a tribute to her saying goodbye to her 20s.
I actually like this song. This one I remember because it's my favorite off the album.
Number 11.
I'm such a good suffer. 가라앉지 않게 비틀비틀거렸다 가풍덩 빠지더라도 구명복 따윈 줄어 I'm such a good suffer. 휩쓸리지 않게 울렁울렁거렸다 가두어 깨워내더라도 지는 건 난 못 참아
And we have High Spring By by IU.
In the same article that we were talking about previously, IU describes this song as her final moments of being 29. It's her romanticizing the idea of what being 30 is going to be like. What I thought was really cute about her is that she compared herself to a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's leveling up.
Say it.
I thought that was so cute because I relate to that as well.
I thought that was really... She wants to evolve like a Pokemon, essentially, from this album.
Number 10.
Okay, 잊어버린 듯 살다가
Number 9 is The Sea of a Kid and I by IU. Yeah, I just had to inside pick there. Like, okay.
IU spoke candidly about learning to love herself on that latest episode of You Quiz on the Block. The singer and actress appeared as a guest on the 100th episode special of the TVN variety program, where she revealed that she was a big fan of the show.
During her own episode, IU opened up about struggling to accept herself during her younger years, despite her massive success as a celebrity.
The star recalled, "When I was young, I had a lot of self-hatred. Even if I achieved good results, it was hard for me to love myself. When I turned 25 years old, that was the turning point in my life."
Number 9.
그러나 시간이 지나도 아물지 않는 일들이 있지. 내가 날 온전히 사랑하지 못해서 마음이 가난한 밤이야. 거울 속에 마주친 얼굴 어색해서 습관처럼 조용히 눈을 감아 밤이 되면 서둘러 내일로 가고 싶어 수많은 소원 아래 매일 다른 꿈을 꾸던 아이는 그렇게 오랜 시간 사이는 하루만큼 더 멀어져
돌아가
Our next song at number 8 is Flew by IU.
Number 8.
Just because it
Moving on to number 7, we have Love Day, the 2021 version by Yoso of Highlight and Eunji of A-Pink.
Highlight, Yoso, and A-Pink Eunji have reunited for a 2021 version of their duet song, Love Day.
The bright and upbeat duet serves as a new OST track for the popular Naver webtoon series, Romance 101. But fans will find the track very similar, as Yoseop and Eunji actually released their duet back in 2016. Back then, the two singers worked together as part of Cube's Entertainment's A-Cube music project. Now the song has been revamped as a 2021 version.
Number 7.
Three.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our next song at number 6 is Coin by IU.
Another music video has been released for IU's comeback.
On March 26th, a music video was released for Coin from IU's album Flywax.
With a funky band soundtrack by Pop Time and a melody line written by IU, the song is of a new concept that IU is trying out for the first time and includes her rapping. So Tassie, what do you think of the song?
IU is so cool in general. Like, because like in the beginning we heard more of a ballad and more cutesy song, this is like the cool side, the sexier side of IU. And the music video is like very vintage as well. And
it
really
is.
Reminds me of like Bruno Mars.
Yeah, the dance move. It's so smooth.
Number 6.
Gambler, 배운 적 없지, even no tutor. 최악의 패를 가진 거 싹쓸어. 한수 배우고 싶음 더 예의 깨거라. 승리를 손에 꽉 잡아 말아줘. 왈스 말해줘. 저리 가서 놀아줘. It's no kiss zone. 이 경기 살벌하게. 나는 목숨을 걸어 like a bonfire.
Number 5, we have On the Ground by Rosé of Blackpink. You know, I've always questioned, like, is it Rosé or Rosé? She says it both ways, all the different times. I always get confused.
Rosé, from what I understand, is her nickname when she grew up. But Rosé is her stage name.
Ah.
Blackpink's Rosé made a fan wish come true by dancing to Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's smash hit WAP.
Did you see that?
So I did. She's so cute.
So last month, Rosé opened her very own TikTok account after making her highly successful solo debut with On The Ground. One of her fans then asked her to do the viral WAP TikTok dance challenge, commenting, "Do the WAP, bestie."
Rosé later replied by teasing, "Maybe, maybe if I reach 10 million with a smiling face." So sneaky.
So sneaky. Now, just over 2 weeks after she first launched her account, Rosé has hit 10 million subscribers on TikTok. And true to her word, she posted a video of herself taking on the WAP challenge to keep her promise.
Number 5.
My life's been magic, seems fantastic. I used to have a hole in the wall with a mattress. Funny when you want it, suddenly you have it. You find out that your goal's just plastic. Every day, every night, I've been thinking back on you and I. Every day, every night, I'll work my whole life just to get right, just to be like, look at me.
Our number 4 song is My Starry Night by Im Young-woon.
Singer Im Young-woon has won number 1 on a recent music program.
As reported, this week's winning trophy on show, Music Core went to the solo ballad singer Im Young-woon. Having debuted in 2016, it has taken the singer over 4 years to garner his first win. During the encore stage, he expressed, "I didn't even think about this. Thank you."
He then thanked his fans, saying, "There are no fellow singers up on the stage. I could seem very lonely. But since it's an award that you have all supported and made for me, I am not lonely one bit." Young-woon Generation, their fandom name, thank you so much. Please be healthy and happy.
Number 4.
나 내게 소중한 사람인지 세월이 흐르고 보니 이제 알 것 같아요. 당신이 얼마나 내게 필요한 사람인지 세월이 지나고 보니 이제 알 것 같아요. 밤하늘에 빛나는 별빛 같은 나의 사랑아, 당신은 나의 영원한 사랑. 사랑해요, 사랑해요. 날 믿고 따라준 사람 고마워요, 행복합니다. 왜 이리 눈물이 나요? 나의 사랑아, 당신은 나의 영원한 사랑. 사랑해요, 사랑해요. 날 믿고 따라준 사람 고마워요, 행복합니다. 왜 이리 눈물이 나요? 왜 이리 눈물이 나요?
Myeongwon is not the only celebrity. Next on our number three, we have Celebrity by IU.
IU appeared as a guest on the April 2nd broadcast of the KBS Music Talk Show, where she chatted with the host Yoo Hee-yul about her new album, Lilac, and how it signifies the end of her 20s.
Looking back on the past decade of her career and the countless hit songs she's released, Yoo Hee-yul has asked the singer, "This is hard, but if you had to choose one song, just one, that sums up IU's 20s, what would it be?"
IU replied with a sigh, "Whenever I get a question like this, it's always really hard to choose. But I think it's Through the Night. In my teens, I was a singer who, because of the songs like Good Day or You and I, was always for upbeat songs that focus on high notes. But Through the Night is a calm, sentimental song, and it yet receives so much love. I think it's a song that changed my image as a singer. I also love the song's lyrics to the extent where I want to choose it as a song that represents me."
Yoo Hee-yul agreed. Through the Night is also a song that's emblematic of IU's mid to late 20s.
Later on in the episode, IU performed her hit pre-release track Celebrity live on television for the very first time.
Number 3.
세상에 몸살이 그 부정하게 커버린 걸치거리 outsider. 걸음걸이 옷차림 이어폰 넘어 playlist.
같이 전원을 꺼놓은 듯이 심장 쓰린 too quiet 네가 가진 반짝거림 상상력 identity까지 모조리 tired oh. 넌 바랬지 아직 못 답인 널 위해 쓰였지
Number two is Rollin' by Brave Girls. Producer Brave Brothers shared his thoughts on Brave Girls' meteoric rise as a guest on NBC's Home Alone, I Live Alone.
On the show, Brave Brothers showed the process of how he makes music. The song he was working on was for Brave Girls' summer comeback. I'm working on a mini album that will come out in the summer, he said. I think that it would come out in June.
He spoke openly about Brave Girls' hardships and said, I have a lot of hit songs. Everyone used to say he gives other artists good songs, but won't give his own artists good songs. But I've never given my artists bad songs. I've always poured my heart and soul into them.
He went on, when Brave Girls were unknown, I often used to think about what I had done wrong. I felt so apologetic that I had trouble looking at the numbers in the face. I'm glad that they're doing well. I get really emotional when I hear, that song was good, and it wasn't a bad song after all. I'm grateful. I intend to repay the love the group has received, so please look forward to it.
Number two.
Brave Girls. You ready?
Just for you, 그 귀 다친 내 맘이 어느새 무너져버려
Yeah, so to give a backstory of Rolling, so Brave Girls have been in the industry for a while now, I think like over 5 to 7 years, and they've never made it big. They never had a hit song. And I think the reason why this song got popular
was
because of a fan cam of one of the Brave Girls members' performance when they were giving a show to the military, and it went viral. And now the song is their hit after years since the song has been released, and it's just coming back now. So it's kind of reminiscent of Hanny's of EXID's viral fan cam that made their group big. So I really hope they can kind of leverage off their success and, you know, continue it into their summer comeback.
I love that for them, because like, that just breaks my heart when a producer, you know, they're trying to put their 110% in any of their projects that they put their hearts into, and then they hear that from the general public, like, hey, that song wasn't so good. It discourages you to do more, right, in general? But I'm glad that he's never, like, given up.
Yeah, I'm glad that and I'm also glad the girls they didn't give up either.
And before we go to the number one song of the list, we would like to introduce our extra songs.
So, Tassie, do you want to give me your extra song?
Yes, yes, yes. My extra song is Sugar Cake by Coco. How I discovered this song was... Okay, so from what I understand, Coco is... The singer is... But she's been in, like, several girl groups. One group, it was, like, a large group. And then the second group she was, like, a duo group.
Sorry.
Yes.
Coco Sorry.
Yes, that song. Or that group. So this is... I believe her second solo song that she released, and I didn't know her history beforehand. I just followed her on YouTube because she does.
Oh, like, yes, because she's a YouTuber.
Yeah, she's a YouTuber. So when I heard the song Sugar Cake, I was hooked. It's one of those like really cute feel good songs about like being in a relationship and everything like that, and. Her song, like her singing in general, is so, so nice. It's like the pitch is very clear, also high as well. And I believe she's not successful in breaking, like trying to be solo. But from seeing her solo release and like going on like different TV music programs after performing it, I'm like, dang, like this is like really good. And watching from her YouTube channel, this song was a collaborative effort with herself and her friends. Yeah, so the dance is by one friend, and then she wrote the lyrics with another music producer, and then that's how the song came to be.
Yeah. Coco, so sweet. Let's go.
혼자 있을 땐 자꾸만 웃어. 같이 있을 땐 like a roller coaster. 대체 내가 무슨 짓을 한 거야? Yeah. 왠지 내 기분 씁쓸해질 땐 네가 한 방울 짜잘하게 falling. 어떻게 타이밍도 딱 맞는 거야? 목소리 perfect 알만할수록 빠져들게 돼 Boy 차그름 보자 더 따스한 너의 품속에 마치 난 꿈 같아 Hey
Sugar
너무 달콤달콤해 맘이 간질간질해 온몸을 감싸는 feeling 괜히 아질아질해 살짝 내게 안길 땐 I'm feeling good
Taste this.
너가 안 보일 땐 너를 찾게 돼. 너 없인 코코 없는 Valentine 어전에 널 볼 때 내 눈에서 불이 떨어진대. I wanna be your lover and your bae and a friend. 너가 미소 질 때만 해도 심쿵해. 너에게 푹 빠질만한 이유 중에 네 맘은 see through and you're the baddest. 이건 콩깍지가 아닌 너를 향한 맘 baby.
살며시 퍼진 향기도 sweet해. 잠든 내 맘을 깨어나게 해. Boy 그 어디보다 더 화끈한 너의 숨결에 늘 안겨있을래.
You're
너무 달콤달콤해. 맘이 간질간질해. 온몸을 감싸는 feeling. 괜히 어질어질해. 살짝 내게 안기던 I'm feeling good. 내 맘이 자꾸 너만 찾아.
The cherry on my cake.
My sugar.
I wanna slice more than just a taste. Ah. Lick the whipped cream off your face, girl.
You're the only one that makes me
lick the
feel
plate, lick the plate.
Oh, yeah. 너무 달콤달콤해. 맘이 간질간질해. 온몸을 감싸는 I gotta feel it. 괜히 어질어질해. 살짝 내게 안기던 I'm feeling good.
So good.
자꾸 너만 찾아. 너만 찾아. 넌 좋아. 느껴본 적 없어.
So my extra song is Hello by Purple Kiss. Purple Kiss is a newly debuted girl group from RBW, which is the same entertainment agency as Mamamoo. This song is just a sidetrack to their, I guess, debut EP. And it's not the title track, but it's a track that kind of attracted me because of their vocals. It really highlights kind of their strong powerhouse vocals, I would say, and it's a very R&B catchy song.
Hello, I just want to say hello.
변하지 않을 그림자 속에 빛을 기다리고 있는 우리 Hello.
I never heard of this group. So they're, how new are they?
Like this year new, like
March.
Okay. It came out March 2021, I think, this album.
Wow, okay. So they're literally babies in the industry. Yeah, I really enjoyed this song as well. I liked how they included like a ballad for their first EP. It's like their second track, right? Something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's not a title track, but you can listen to it and I don't know. I just really liked it because the vocals are on point. I just wanted to include this song because it's a more of a recent release and just a shout out to groups that are just starting out, you know, to give them a little more love and support, right? Listeners, if you want to listen to our past episodes and special episodes, they can be found on our website at kpop10.org. Be sure to not miss out on when we upload our episodes, so please follow us on our social media accounts through Facebook, Twitter. Our handle is KTop10Pod. You can also listen to K-pop music if you want. You can listen to us on the ktop10.jp and listen to our past episodes there.
And if you miss us, because this is our only K-pop episode we're going to do for now, you can check us out on JTop. Follow us there. more advertisements from our side.
That's what we're here for. Yeah, I think me and Tassie have more episodes together coming up. So if you want to give us a listen, head on over to JTop 10.
Our last song at number one is Lilac by IU.
IU has returned with her fifth full album, Lilac, and a music video for one of the double title tracks of the same title.
In the language of flowers, the lilac means first love and memories of you, in line with the meaning of the flower lilac. It's an album that conveys IU's gratitude to those who have watched over her during the entirety of her 20s.
The album is comprised of 10 songs, including the pre-release track Celebrity and double title tracks Coin and Lilac. Lilac was composed by IU and has lyrics written by Lim Soo-ho, Dr. Joe, Wong Kim, and Nico. It tells the story of a couple who has been in a relationship for 10 years and happily breaks up as spring approaches. The song incorporates the disco sound of the 70s and 80s through its rhythmical bass line and funky rhythms.
Number 1.
Yeah.
this whole album is basically her saying goodbye to her 20s. I like the part in the music video where she gets off of that train and like in the end she's just alone in the train station, and then a bright light shines to her face and she's looking at it like she's blinded by it, but she's like excited, like scared but excited to go to her like,
wow, that's 30s. That's like a metaphor.
right it looks, it's, this music video is so aesthetically pleasing, especially when like the confetti goes down. I'm like, wow, it looks like flower petals going.
Oh yeah, like the lilac flowers. I think the song was nice, and I thought it was interesting that the title of the album and the song has the same name too, so I guess the song was really important to her. And as we've said before, like a couple who has been in a relationship for 10 years and then they break up as spring approaches, it kind of has a feeling of like, if it wasn't just a couple, maybe she's kind of saying goodbye, as you said, to her 20s, right? And moving on to a new relationship, a new stage of her life.
Man, I'm so deep. I'm just kidding. She's so deep.
I don't know, K-pop does that to you.
Music in general does that to you.
True.
But anywho, thank you for listening with us on this episode.
Yeah, thank you for listening to this episode, and look forward to the upcoming episode for K Top 10.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. This was your host, Tassie.
And Lydia.
Bye.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.